We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 10-12 lines from the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph by the two dots. We learned in the Mishnah that certain things are Mikra Mu'at V'Alachos Merubais. And the Mishnah said, a few Rashi, the three things are Shabbos, Chagigos, and Me'ilos. Now we're adding on a few more things that have small psukim and a lot of halachos. Zokta Gemara, Tana, Negoim V'Alachos are examples of Mikra, Mu'at, V'Alachos, Merubais. Negoim is the Hilchos Nega, you know, Tzeras. And Alachos is a different Hilchos Tumas Mace, that if the mace is in a building, the whole, everyone becomes Tommy in that building. So it's Mikra, Mu'at, V'Alachos, Merubais. Separating Mara Kasha, Negoim, Mikra, Mu'at, is the Negoim small mikrois, the Negoim Mikra Merubah. There's a lot of psukim on Negoim. You have Parashat Tazria, Mitzari, a lot of psukim on Negoim. What does it mean, Mikra Mu'at and Alachos Merubahs? Omra Papa Hachikamar. This is the Pshat in this Brice that says, Negoim Va'olos are Mikra Mu'at Alachos Merubahs. The Pshat in the Brice like this. Hachikamar. A little different. Negoim Mikra Merubah. There's a lot of psukim, Alachos Mu'atas. The Halachos, the Mishnais, is less than the psukim. The Halachos and the Mishnais are less than the psukim. Alois mikra mu'at v'alachos merubais. The alois have very few psukim, but a lot of alachos. Well, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Because if mistaf kolam milsam negoim, if you're not sure about something in hilchos negoim, I mikroy. First, look at the psukim, because the psukim have a lot of detail there. Mistaf kolam milsam alois, I mistisim. Look in the mishnayis and not in the psukim, because there's more details in the mishnayis than in the psukim when it comes to alois. So that's the nafkamina. If you look at the Merei Masada, he has different examples of things that you only can find by negoim in the psukim and not in the mishnayis. And by all this, it's obvious, a lot of cases in Mishnah is that are not in the Pesukim. Zok the Mishnah Vayit. It's in the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah said, that dinim avoidois, dinim is like Hilchos Mamonis, avoidois are the avoidois specific, tarois is becoming tar, and tmeyois, but arayois, these five things, yesh lem amashi yismaychu, which means, Rashi explains over here, it means that it's not like a lot of Pesukim, but there is a good base in the Pesukim for this. Yesh amashu yismoichu. There's a good things in the psukim here. There's a good base of psukim in the psukim of these halachas. So, but not a furish. It's still only amashu yismoichu. Rashi says mefurashim yafa. It says smicha. Smicha is mashu, not mefurish, but it's a good base in the pasuk. Great marakasha. Michtav ksivin. Dinim is more than just a base in the psukim. It's mashu in the pasuk. Yesh amashu yismoichu means what we soymechan. The Mar's kash is dinim michtav ksiv. It's mefurish of psukim. You have parshas mispatim is full of different mamonistic halachas. What does it mean? It's yesh hemal yesh mishmoichu, which mashma that just a smicha. B'chor it's mefurish michtav ksiv. Like Rashi says, it's mefurish in the psukim. And for the Gemara, the Yitzchak Alka Rabbi, it's coming to teach us the halacha of Rabbi. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, it says in the pasuk nefesh tachas nefesh. This pasuk says that if someone was fighting with his friend and he killed a woman, so it says nefesh tachas nefesh. So pasuk that you learn means you give the person the guy who killed the lady is chayiv misa. He killed the lady, but Rabbi says no, it's mamon. Rabbi Omer nefesh tachas nefesh mamon. I don't have mamon in el nefesh. Mamish, maybe it's Mamish Chayav Misa. Nemr, Nesina Lamata, Nemr, Nesina Lamayla. It says, Nesina Lamata, it says that right before this, it says that if you hurt the lady and she loses her babies, then you give money. And that's Pasha, that means money. So just like there, it's money. But Nemr, Nesina Lamayla, Hala Mammon, Afka Mammon. Here is also Mammon. And he learns from this Gzeir Shava that the Nefesh Tachos means money. And that means if you try to kill someone else and he killed this person, you're not Chayav Misa, you only Chayav Mammon for that. Because you're only mechavin for your chavera, wasn't mechavin for this lady, and therefore you only chayiv money, not misa. And you learn this from Gzeir Shava. This din only has a smicha in the krah. It's a Gzeir Shava. It's not mafurish. That's something yeshma masha yismaychu. So that is dinim. Next thing it said in the Mishnah was avoidus. Again, avoidus it says was yeshma masha yismaychu, which mashma has a good base in the Torah, but it's not like psukim of rashim. So for the marakash, mechav ksivin, all the avoidus are mafurish psukim. And the Gemara Linitzchua Halacha Sadam. We know there's four avoiders that comes to a carbon. There's Shchita, Halacha, Shchita, then Kabbalah, Kabbalah Sadam, Halacha, and Zrika. Those are the four avoiders that are ma'akev for a carbon. That means the Shchita, then you catch the dam, it's called Kabbalah, then you walk the dam to Mizbeach, it's called Halacha, and then there's Zrika. Now, it never says the Halacha, the first, the Pasuk. Linitzchua Halacha Sadam, the time of the Braisa, Vekrivu Zu Kabbalah Sadam. When it says in the Pasuk, Ve'krivu, it says, V'shachat has been a bok of Nei Hashem, Ve'krivu b'nei Aaron ekanam as Adam. That means, really, Kabbalah. How do we know it means Kabbalah? Because Rashi says, because that's the next thing after Shechita. It says, V'shachat has been a bok of Nei Hashem, Ve'krivu b'nei Aaron. So we know what krivu means, Kabbalah as Adam. Bekrivuzu kamas dam. But after Rachmana b'loshon haylocha, but the ma'isa the hikriv is loshon bringing close loshon of haylocha. The chesiv hikriv. How do you know it's loshon of haylocha? The chesiv says by pasuk of haktara. It means after you shecht ve'ima and do zrika, you take some of the limbs and you bring it on mizbeach. Chesiv hikriv akoyin as akar lehikdam mizbeicha. V'am ma'azu haylocha sevarm lekevesh. This is bringing the avarim to kevesh. See the hikvah loshon haylocha. Lameimra the haylocha is safka mechalak abali. See from here that haylocha is not different. It's not haylocha is loisafka mechalak abala. It's part of the avodas, and it's not different than the kabbalah. Which means what? Zerashas v'nu afkaminas. First of all, there's a machshavas pigel, and you need a kayin, and it has to be a big dekuna. All these halachas that are negeya for halacha. So halacha is a part and parcel of the avaydus. And how do you know it? It's really a stickler of remez, because the pasuk ve'krivu literally means halacha, even though here it means kabal sadam rashi says, because that comes right after shchita. So kaponim, you see from here that halacha has a base, but it's not mamash the first nimsukim. Now Tosfos learns a little different how you knew ve'krivu means kabal sadam and not halacha. Tosfos says, because it's possible sometimes not to have halacha when you make a shecht karm. You can shecht right next to the mizbeach, have a kabbalah and do zrika. So you don't have to walk it. So it's possible to have a karm without halacha. That's the end of a kriva, has to be in kabbalah and not halacha. A little different than Rashi. But upon him, that's the second case in the Mishnah, which we explained why it's a yesh alhema, mashi yismoichu, but it's not mamash mefurish. The third case, taharetz, says the hilchus of becoming tar is Yeshmahema Mashi Smaichu, has a base in the Torah. Faith Mikhtar Ksivim is the first book. Every Toma says how to become Tar. So Marla Nitzchel Ashir Mikvah. When it says Taharis only has Yeshma Mashi Smaichu, means the size of the mikvah, the Loik Ksivah. That's not Mafurish. Talent in a Braisa. It says the Pasuk, the Ishki Seitz Men Ashikh Vazera, Varachatz Ba Mayim, it's called Basar of Toma the Arab. So the first Rosh is Varachatz Ba Mayim. It's talking about that water, like the water we know about. That means the May Mikvah. It means in the water of a mikvah. Rashi says, it comes la'afukei she'uvim, that it can be mayim she'uvim, which means mayim that you put into a keli, has to be rainwater, or spring water. That's what ba'mayim means. Tosfos learns, ba'mayim and may mikvah means that it can't be zoichlim. The halacha is that spring water can be moving, but may mikvah cannot be moving, can't be zoichlim. That's the first halacha. As kol v'sarei, it teaches us, mayim sh'kol gufa er l'behem. Water that your whole guf fits into it. V'kamahein, how much is that? Amal brum shalosh amas. One amma, in width, by 3 amas high, that's shir chachamim, may mikvah abam sa'ad. The chachamim said, that's 40 sa'ad, which could fit a entire person into it. Because a person is usually 3 amas high, and then around them, 1 amma by 1 amma is enough. And Tosfos says, even though 3 amas is way out the head, you can put your head sideways, and therefore you can fit into the mikvah. So that shear of 40 saw for a mikvah is not the first in the pasuk, but we darshan from it's called besarei. So again, it's yeshma mashi yismoichu, but it's not mamish for first in the psukim. The next case, the Mishnah, Tumas, also we said, is not mafurish. It's a yeshma mashi yismoichu, it has a base in the Torah. All the Tumas are first of Pesukim. The halacha that Asheretz, we know, the Shemayin and Shvatzim, 8 Shvatzim, if they die, they matama a person. But what about a lentil size of Asheretz? Like Ksiv, it's not a version of Pesuk. The time I learned in a Braisa, the Pesuk says, Eila Tmeim Lechem Mechol Asheretz, Kol Negea Behem Bemoisam Yitma Adar. It says, you touch them Bemoisam. Yachal Bekulo, maybe you have to touch the whole entire thing. Tam Aloyim, a different Pesuk, it says, Chosh Yipa Love Mehem, Mehem, means part of them. So Yachum Maksasa Talmud Bahem, you have to touch the whole thing. So what's going on here? It's a steer in the psukim. You have to touch the whole sheretz or part. Okay, it's that Achi Yigab Maksasai Shehuka Kulay. You touch part of it like that. Keilu it's Kulay. Shiru Chachamim Bekadasha. It's the size of a lentil. Shekain Chaimit Tchilasa Bekadasha. A snail when it's first born, it's the size of a dasha. So therefore, that's enough to be called Kulay, and that's the size of Tumas Sheretz. Reis Behudaimer, it sounds like a paper chaimit to one of the Shmoneh Shvatzim. Reis Behudaimer, Kizanavat Lata'a. It's like the tail of a Lata'a that after it dies, it still jumps around the tails. You see, it has chias in it. So that's how we know. That's the shear of Tumma. Like upon him, these shiurim of Tumma, Kardasha and Zanav HaLata'a, is not Mefurish, just Mamashvashi Ismaichu. The next thing in the Mishnah. Arise. Arayos is znus, so it says. Also, yes, hemas mashi smaycho. Remember, mechta ksiva is the first apostle. Le'nitzicha lebite banasasai. It's coming to teach us the arusa of bite banasasai. That means in the pasuk it says isha ubita Eretz Yisrael Abita Lo Yisigala, and that we know is talking about a Yisrael Abita that was not Manu Sasa. That was a wife. You marry a wife, and the wife's daughter is also to you also. What about if someone, Chasham is ma'anis someone, and they have a daughter, that daughter, how do you know it's Osir? So really it would be a Kal V'chayimim, because there's another pasuk that says, Eves bas bincha bas bitcha, and we learned that's talking about Anu Sasai, that even a granddaughter from Anu Sasai is Osir. So for sure a daughter, but the halacha is Eim Azir Meradin, Vein Einch Meradin. You can't learn out of Kal V'chayimim to make a lav, to make an Isir, to make a Chi of Misa, and therefore we can't learn out from a Kal V'chayimim. So there's a special drasha that teaches us, Bitoi Ma'anu Sasai is Osir. Even though it's not my first in the Pesukim. The Amar Rava, Amalir Rav Yitzchak Rav Dimi, Asya Heina Heina, Asya Zima Zima. We learn out the Pasuk of Heina Heina. It says by Eres Isha Obita, it says there Heina Zimahi. And it says by Eres Bas Bintcha, which is talking about Anusasai, it says also Heina, Kiv Ereschah Heina. Heina Heina teaches us, just like there Bita is Aster, here also by Anusasai, Bita is Aster. And how do you know you get Sreifa? It says by the Pasuk of the Isha Shigachas Isha Ves Ima, which is Chaimasai, which is his shviger, it says there, Lashon Zima, and it says over the other pasuk also Lashon Zima, the pasuk Eved Isha Abita, we're on Zima Zima, the Ichayiv Sreifa. So these drashas are not Mefurish, only Zereshava, so that's what it means, Arayis Yesh Mehem Amashi Yismaychu. And the Mishnah ends off saying, Hein Hein Gufei Torah. These things are Gufei Torah. Frag Timara, Hein Hani, in these last five things are Gufei Torah, Hanach Loi, the rest are not Ika Torah. And La'ema, Hein Vehein Gufei Torah, which means the entire Mishnah, Elu Ve'elu, everything we have in Mishnah is all Gufei Torah. Everything learned out from Torah, even though it's not Mamash the first Psukim, that's Mamash Ika Torah. Even something like Zer Shava, even something that's a Drasha, a Remes, all those things are Gufei Torah. That's the Mishnah saying, Hein Vehein, all these things are Gufei Torah. Hadar, Nalach, Perakah, Kol Chayavim, Beli Neda, for those that finished it.